Ground-based astronomical instrumentation development in the United States, a white paper on the challenges faced by the U.S. community, by Stephen A. Smee et al. This invited white paper, submitted to the National Science Foundation in January of 2020, discusses the current challenges faced by the United States astronomical instrumentation community in the era of extremely large telescopes. Some details may have changed since submission, but the basic tenets are still very much valid. The paper summarizes the technical, funding, and personnel challenges the U.S. community faces, provides an informal census of current instrumentation groups in the U.S., and compares the state of affairs in the U.S. with that of the European community, which builds astronomical instruments from consortia of large hard money-funded instrument centers in a coordinated fashion. With the recent release of the Decadal Survey on Astronomy and Astrophysics 2020, Astro 2020, it is clear that strong community support exists for this next generation of large telescopes in the U.S. Is the U.S. ready? Is there sufficient talent, facilities, and resources in the community today to meet the challenge of developing the complex suite of instruments envisioned for two USELTs? These questions are addressed, along with thoughts on how the National Science Foundation can help build a more viable and stable instrumentation program in the U.S. These thoughts are intended to serve as a starting point for a broader discussion, with the end goal being a plan that puts the U.S. astronomical instrumentation community on solid footing and poised to take on the challenges presented by the ambitious goals we have set in the era of ELTs. This was Ground-Based Astronomical Instrumentation Development in the United States, a white paper on the challenges faced by the U.S. community, by Stephen A. Smee et al.